Good evening. Tonight is Wednesday, September 11th, 2024. I'm Jason Smith, and I'm going to demo something that I just discovered about the Kurzweil Personal Reader Model 7315, which I demoed very briefly a few weeks ago. I hooked a serial cable to it and went into the field service menu, that thing that you're never supposed to go into without prior authorization from Xerox Kurzweil Field Service. And I decided to run the remote field service utility. That is one of the options in there. And my hypothesis was that maybe that would cause a little something to happen on the serial port. And what do you know? I got a nice menu of all sorts of diagnostic functions. Some of these I could actually do from the keypad within the field service menu, but some I couldn't. Now, what I'm going to demonstrate is something that, as far as I know, I could have done within the field service menu through the standard normal user interface using the all-forbidden field service key in the communication setup keypad. There are options in that menu and in the remote diagnostic menus to set verbose mode and set terse mode. I had no idea what these did, but I decided to experiment. And as it turns out, the machine defaults to terse mode. I'm about to turn it on. And as you'll see, I have put the machine in verbose mode. And instead of getting the musical tones as the system goes through its various self-tests, we get this.
Kurzweil Reading Machine Model 5. Startup Diagnostic Version 2.0. Peaks Memory Test OK. Valleys Memory Test OK. Pattern Memory Test OK. ROM Cartridge Test OK. CPU Internals Test OK. CPU Space Access Test OK. Serial Ports Test OK. Speech Test OK. System Clock Test OK. Keypad and keypad controller test OK. DMA gate array test OK. Non-volatile memory test OK. Interrupt and system loading test OK. Automatic scanner power off or cable unplugged. Page scanner interface test OK. Time scanner interface test OK. Refresh test OK. Xerox Kurzweil Personal Reader Model 7315. Loading reading machine code to RAM. Software version 2.1 is ready. Automatic scanner input left side up.
Automatic scanner power off or cable unplugged.
And now the system is ready for use. Just as it was before, after all the musical tones in my previous demo. That really sheds a lot of light on what all those tests are and what they're doing. And by the way, within the diagnostics menu in the remote field service utility, I can actually enable or disable certain diagnostic tests. I can have the machine send all sorts of debug information over the serial port for any tests I want to. I can have it run the diagnostic tests, and then when it's done, rather than going into the standard user interface, it would return to the field service utility for me to do some other diagnostics. So, yeah, there's a lot of diagnostic tests in there. One thing you may have noticed is that speech came up pretty early. I had assumed that the DeckTalk software was probably contained on the ROM cartridge containing the Kurzweil reading machine software. But this may not be true, because it was able to speak within seconds of the system being powered on. So the DeckTalk software may actually be on its own dedicated board along with the DeckTalk hardware, which means there's probably no way, even when running a debugger in the remote field service utility, to get at the DeckTalk software that is running on this machine. Okay, that's all I've got for now. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.